Alex Ferrario. He's Tanner Hendricks, and I'm Brandon Kiley. Right now, very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line to be joined by one of the best Blues insiders in the business. He's Lou Korak.
Lou Ball!
You can find him on Twitter. He's at LKorak10. Lou, we always appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
Brandon, I'm good, but my question, if I can get the first one out. Alex, are you okay after yesterday? You've got to be just in a deep depression. Jamie Oleksiak is off the board.
You know what,
are you
Lou?
Okay?
Lou,
we've started a support group.
Yeah, like yesterday, I was really down, and I tried to fight my way through it. I hosted a show with Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale, and that usually helps. But, you know, it's been a rough 48 hours, Lou, because we found out that there might not be no Shevchenko anymore, which was the nickname I gave that great line. And then you just had to rub it in a little bit more that my monster of Jamie Oleksiak is no longer with us. So thank you very much.
It's been a rough 24
hours,
Lou.
I'll hook you up with Joy.
That's all we need, buddy. You know me so well. You get me a nice hot salami sandwich, and I am back on board, baby.
Lou, yesterday,
that's all that matters.
Like, forget the Jamie Oleksiak portion of this. It was the announcement of all of the picks at like noon, yeah. Basically this time yesterday. That broke Alex Ferrario. It absolutely broke him yesterday.
Why?
Because, Lou, what's the excitement level for all of this? Lou, don't you get me damn worked up right now. Frank Saravelli just leaking them all, and I got an expansion draft show, and everyone's like, oh, well, what the hell do we want to listen to?
That's right. My bad. I just stepped down the wrong street there.
But it's
You're
okay,
right.
Lou, because you know what? I know you were listening last night because you sent me a great text, and I appreciate it. I want to start with this. A good buddy of ours, Elaine Waugh, the agent of Jake Allen. I know he's a good buddy of yours as well. He joined the show last night. He was talking with us, and you know, he brought up the scenario of kind of comparing the Tarasenko situation to guys that go through waivers, where they're not picked up on waivers and they're like, well, what the hell? Nobody wants me. And he said he always tells those players, like, just keep doing what you're doing, and sooner or later, there's going to be an opening. Could that be something that Doug Armstrong's going through right now, that, you know, teams maybe weren't interested in him a week ago, but after the Seattle expansion draft and maybe after some trades these next couple of days, more teams might start calling?
I think so. I mean, It comes down to, again, you want to make sure that the player is right. Yeah, right. You know, that's what this is all about. And, you know, for somebody that would be willing to absorb, you know, not just the player, ramifications that go with it. I mean, let's face it. He's got 15 a contract that, you know, averages out to $7.5 million AAV. You know, you want to make sure that the investment that you're getting is valid, one, and two, that it's going to work out. It's got to work out for both sides, and for the side that's going to be absorbing that, they don't want to be giving up assets potentially or taking on the risk if you know, the player is not going to be able to perform. And you know, that's just a big question here. And I got to tell you what, guys, I'm sure you guys were tuned in to Doug Armstrong today, but just hearing him say that he's not ruling out Tarasenko making a return back in a Blues jersey, that one kind of threw me up there. But you know, I guess we've seen, don't expect or didn't expect in the past, but this one seems a little far-fetched to me. I just don't know how, you know, after finally Doug Armstrong disclosing that the Tarasenko camp did indeed you know, ask for a trade and a, you know, a fresh start somewhere else. I just don't see how you can go back to that once that's been out there and disclosed, because to me, that's almost a, I don't want to say a shot at your teammates, but it's going to be kind of hard to bring him back into a locker room knowing you basically made that disclosure and don't want to be here anymore.
Lou, that's where I wanted to go with you next. We talked a little bit about this earlier today, and I was stunned by that statement from Doug Armstrong. And I'm not saying that he's lying. I think Army is trying to gain a little bit of leverage here. He wants other teams in the league to feel like they're not forced to make a move, because if they are forced, well, then the other team can eventually just like take Vladimir Tarasenko for nothing, or at least that's how they're going to feel, right? So I get that side of things, but the idea of Vladimir Tarasenko returning on this team and his $7.5 million going against the cap for the Blues, it just seems, in terms of what they're able to do in the offseason, to be prohibitive. And then when he gets into the locker room, to your point, I just can't imagine that being something this team is willing to do. Where do you stand on that?
No, again, Brandon, I don't see it happening. And to be quite honest, I mean, Doug Armstrong would be crazy to come out and, you know, basically shoot all of it down and say, yeah, we don't want him here. We want no part of it. If he doesn't want to be here, well, we're going to get rid of him. Those would just be the wrong things to say. I mean, you've got to play this by the vest or as close to the vest as you can get. I mean, because, you know, what if for some reason the Blues don't get the kind of return that they'd like to get out of this? I mean, you have to somehow, you know, keep that line of communication open. You somehow have to keep that asset, you know, dangling on a string, I guess. That would probably be the best way for me to say it, because if you completely, you know, and Doug Armstrong was asked if the, you know, the bridges were completely burned, and he flat out said, oh, no. So you have to, as a GM, keep some kind of communication there open, albeit whether it's small or light or whatever it is. Until you actually make that transaction, you just can't completely burn that bridge. But everything that, you know, you've heard and everything that we've seen with this whole situation here recently just reeks of the player not returning in a Blues uniform again, and you obviously having to turn the page and move on to potentially filling those with different assets. And I think that would be best suited for the Blues, because again, you know, you're freeing up that cap space, which is so valuable. Now you can actually go out and be aggressive with some of the top guys that are out there, whether it be through free agency or whether it be through trade. Now I think you can open yourself up. If you open up that cap space, you can also open yourself up to more options through trade and bringing in somebody of equal value or even more valuable than that.
Yeah, I mean, Lou, how does Doug go about that? Because, I mean, look, with Jaden Schwartz looking like he's headed unrestricted free agency, although Doug did say that they're still talking with Schwartz and Hoffman and Bozak, you got your restricted free agents who he said they're all going to get the qualifying offers. But, I mean, you still significantly need some type of change in terms of scoring. And with or without Tarasenko, I still think that's a desperate need on the left wing. With that money on the books, and if you're not sure if you can move him, I mean, are you still in the running for a Gabriel Landeskog?
It's going to be hard to do that at this point. I mean, with some of the reports that I'm hearing on what Landeskog wants and what he's looking for, that would be very difficult to achieve. Now, what you're going to have to do is, and Armstrong mentioned this earlier, at what point, you know, do we start instilling some of that trust in some of our younger guys coming through the system? You're talking about Jordan Kyrou. You're talking about Robert Thomas. He mentioned Clint Costin by name. And, you know, I asked him in regards to the, you know, the whole Vince Dunn thing, you know, do you look in the direction now of filling that through free agency or trade if you don't feel like you have anything through the pipeline that could come up and fill that void? So there's a lot of questions that, you know, Armstrong and the management staff is going to have to attack here. And he also said it doesn't have to be addressed here in the next couple of weeks, is what they want to avoid making is a mistake out there. So they're going to do their due diligence on this, and rightfully so, as they should. But I think this Tarasenko thing needs to be addressed. I would say, if you're looking at a pecking order, that's probably the one that needs to be addressed one way or the other rather quickly here. That way you can get some sort of an idea of what you're going to be facing going into free agency next week, because that's a pretty large cap number to either have or don't have as you're addressing July 28th.
Blues insider Lou Korak joining us for another few minutes here on 101 ESPN. Lou, I did want to ask you, one of the big moves that we've talked so much about this offseason is Matthew Tkachuk, and it feels almost kind of crazy that this is still a conversation point, but if the Flames are going to entertain it, then we have to as well. Do you feel like that's a move that would have to be made at some point in the next week or so, or could that last longer into the offseason as well?
I think that's one that would last longer, because I think on the flip side from the Flames, you know, you're talking about a star player, and do you want to just get rid of him? Just, and I don't want to say just to be getting rid of him, but I think that's a situation where they probably want to do their due diligence as well. What can you fetch and from who for a player like that, if you're even entertaining those trade options? And I think if you're the Blues, you'd be crazy not to look into it. But I think that's one of those where if you can make that happen here in St. Louis, and I'm sure this city would go crazy if it does. And there's a lot of people that would love for that to happen. But if you do that, it would probably be a trade of a broader spectrum. Let's just say, for example, if you use Tarasenko and something like that and are able to achieve that, it's probably going to involve more pieces. And I think one of those pieces that you could have put into a trade of that magnitude is Vince Dunn, but obviously he's gone now. So you're going to have to, who knows? I mean, you could also probably look at, you know, making a third team involved in this. That could also be a possibility. So many different ways that this can go, but bottom line is if that's an option for the St. Louis Blues, I think you'd be crazy not to look into it.
Lou, we're going to be following it all on Twitter at LCorak10. You can also check him out on NHL.com and the In the Slot blog. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today after a busy day yesterday. We'll talk with you again soon, my friend.
Anytime, boys. Take care.
Lou, absolutely. And I expect that joyous hot salami sandwich soon for how you treated me today.
I'm looking forward to it, Alex.
See you, buddy.
Take care.